A wheel bar?
No, you wouldn't. Well, you a wheel bar, yeah, you had a wheel bar. You could roll them in.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear that called a Georgia buggy?
Well, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. We always call them wheel bar. They probably got had a Georgia buggy. They had a lot of things in Georgia, come out of Georgia. All of them kind of names.
What do you call the thing that everyone has nowadays to drive?
To drive?
Uh-huh.
Car.
And any other name for car?
Well, vehicle.
Okay. And if something was squeaking, to lubricate it, you'd say you had to...
To oil it.
Or if you put that hard stuff on it?
Grease it.
You say yesterday he...
Greased.
And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
Greasy.
And something that's inside the tire of the car, they used to have the inner...
Inner tube.
And if someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water, they said they were going to...
Launch a boat.
What different kinds of boats do people have?
Well, they had... Well, I reckon back from then they had canoes, just regular boats. Then, of course, they got all kinds now.
Did you ever hear of a P-Row?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's that like?
Well, them things is made kind of, I don't know what kind of shape, but I've seen a picture of them made kind of oval like that, I believe, ain't they?
Mm-hmm. They call that a...
I don't know too much about boats. I don't believe.
What would you burn in lamps?
Well, you burn kerosene or coal oil.
Uh-huh. Is that the same thing?
Yes, same thing.
You ever see anyone make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How would they do that?
Well, they'd put the bottle in there and roll up a what they call a wick or whatever they put in there to burn.
Mm-hmm. What would they call the lamp like that that they made themselves?
Well, a homemade one, I reckon.
Did you ever hear of a flambeau or a torch?
Well, that torch is a splinter. What you made out of rich splinters then.
Uh-huh.
What you call a torch.
You just light one end of it or what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother would bring in the clothes and tell him, now here.
Here's your clothes.
Okay.
Put them on.
And if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, well, you don't need to be scared. What's gonna hurt you?
You won't hurt him. I won't hurt you.
Did you ever say, I ain't gonna hurt you?
Oh, yeah. People used to say that a whole lot, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How would they say that?
I ain't gonna hurt you.
Do you use the word ain't much?
No, generally always say, I'm not going to hurt you. Or don't be scared, I won't hurt you.
And say if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, No, it
wasn't me or wasn't me.
Okay. And if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
A pattern or something like that.
And say if you go into a store and maybe they have a new kind of food and they want you to try it, they'd offer you a free
sample.
And if a woman sees a dress that she likes a lot, she'd say the dress is very
pretty.
And a child might say, well, Susie's dress was pretty, but mine is even
prettier.